Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled A New Creature. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 reads, "So then, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. What is old has passed away. Look, what is new has come." I have just read the New English Translation. After Eric had been a believer for 2 years, he looked back at his past life to see if there was any difference. To his disappointment, he couldn't find much change. He was still bound by iniquity and felt like the same old Eric. This led him to doubt whether he was truly saved. "How can I be born again and still be doing these things?" he would ask himself repeatedly. Believing that he needed deliverance, Eric went from pastor to pastor seeking it. Each pastor he visited prayed for him and assured him he had been delivered. But he still found himself returning to his old sins and habits. He deeply desired to serve God and live a holy life. But his desire alone didn't seem strong enough to break free from his old ways. One day, Eric saw a post on Facebook that made him realize he was already a new creation because of his faith in Christ. While he had been trying to become a new creation, he hadn't understood that being a new creation was something God had already made him through Christ, not something he had to achieve on his own. This revelation changed his life. He immediately understood that he needed to change his friends because he was now a new creature. He also realized he had the power to say no to sin because of his new identity. He began to ask himself, would a new creature do this? And found the strength to resist temptations. Go into today knowing that understanding who you are in Christ is crucial. An eagle that believes it is a chicken will never fly high. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Proverbs 10. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, Proverbs 10.
The Proverbs of Solomon.
Wise children bring joy to their father, but foolish children bring grief to their mother. Ill-gotten treasures have no lasting value, but righteousness delivers from death. The Lord does not let the righteous go hungry, but he thwarts the craving of the wicked. Lazy hands make for poverty, but diligent hands bring wealth. He who gathers crops in summer is a prudent son, but he who sleeps during harvest is a disgraceful son. Blessings crown the head of the righteous, but violence overwhelms the mouth of the wicked. The name of the righteous is used in blessings, but the name of the wicked will rot. The wise in heart accept commands, but a chattering fool comes to ruin. Whoever walks in integrity walks securely, but whoever takes crooked paths will be found out. Whoever winks maliciously causes grief, and a chattering fool comes to ruin. The mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life, but the mouth of the wicked conceals violence. Hatred stirs up dissension, but love covers over all wrongs. Wisdom is found on the lips of the discerning, but a rod is for the back of one who has no sense. The wise store up knowledge, but the mouth of a fool invites ruin. The wealth of the rich is their fortified city, but poverty is the ruin of the poor. The wages of the righteous is life, but the earnings of the wicked are sin and death. Whoever heeds discipline shows the way to life, but whoever ignores correction leads others astray. Whoever conceals hatred with lying lips and spreads slander is a fool. Sin is not ended by multiplying words, but the prudent hold their tongues. The tongue of the righteous is choice silver, but the heart of the wicked is of little value. The lips of the righteous nourish many, but fools die for lack of sense. The blessing of the Lord brings wealth without painful toil for it. Fools find pleasure in wicked schemes, but those who have understanding delight in wisdom. What the wicked dread will overtake them. What the righteous desire will be granted. When the storm has swept by, the wicked are gone, but the righteous stand firm forever. As vinegar to the teeth and smoke to the eyes, so are sluggards to those who send them. The fear of the Lord adds length to life, but the years of the wicked are cut short. The prospect of the righteous is joy, but the hopes of the wicked come to nothing. The way of the Lord is a refuge for the blameless, but it is the ruin of those who do evil. The righteous will never be uprooted, but the wicked will not remain in the land. From the mouth of the righteous comes the fruit of wisdom, but a perverse tongue will be silenced. The lips of the righteous know what finds favor, but the mouth of the wicked only what is perverse.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.